Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome to another Gunther. Episode of the Wrestle Talk Podcast.
Oh, don't. You already started me.
Save it for the main show, Tempest. Save it for the main show. We can't be doing this here. Oh, God. Yeah, this is a... this is a show we have to do today.
Yeah, it is. It's okay. Thank we just you. Get through this, then we can do After Dark, and then we can relax and just...
Yep.
Annoy Abby about peas.
That sounds like so much more fun than talking about...
Yeah, it does.
Gunther! Anyway, how you doing, Tempest? You doing all right?
Yeah. You know, I managed to get a decent amount of sleep last night, which is good, because I've really I've been working a lot trying to get projects done, and I'm really looking forward to people seeing said projects, but... Are you drinking wine?
No. It's squash or cordial, depending if you how fancy you want to be about it.
Looked like you just picked up a glass of rosé at what for me is like not yet 10 a.m. And I was like, wait,
nah,
what?
Nah, man. Don't worry. I'm not starting off the dark early. Don't worry. I'm not going crazy.
Good to know. Can I just say, because I feel like the lowest amount of people will hear things here. So I can kind of, you know, talk a little bit of trash.
This is a podcast that's listened to by thousands of people every week.
I'm aware. But as far as, like, I'm not going to put this, like, you know, during the Royal Rumble predictions or whatever.
Sure.
My new favorite thing now is, because I've looked at some of the comment sections of, like, the Parts of Unknown bits that I've done.
Oh,
like,
are you going to bring up the same comment that I said, that I saw? Because I was going to bring this up if we bring up the same comment. Because I watched your list video that you did about the 10, the people who've been in the longest.
Rumble, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My new favorite thing is the sheer amount of people who are just like, oh, these lists are funny. You can tell that Adam wrote them.
Yes, like, that's what I was going to say.
I was like, or there's more than one funny person.
It's literally like the top comment is like, oh, it's really great that Adam's helping out write these lists. They're so great. It's like, there are other people that work on these things.
Like, it's funny.
Do you think that Adam wants compliment? To write more about wrestling more than he has to anyway?
That's what I'm saying. That's the bit that makes me laugh. Because, like, the who gets credit? I don't care. Watch the video. That's all I care about. You know? And I take it as a compliment because I, you know, frankly, Adam's probably like the best wrestling list doer that there's been, right? So if people are able to look at my work and then go, oh, Adam must have wrote this, I'll be like, oh, that's a pretty good compliment, you know? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But the idea that Adam wants to spend more time writing about wrestling, I'm just like, you folks have no idea. Like, come
so
on.
Funny.
Come on. Like,
I couldn't believe it. I really like the idea that people don't realize that because it's like the inverse of what happens on some other stuff, because there's a lot of other stuff where it's like, this person presented it, therefore they must have wrote it. Whereas in your case, it's like, you presented it, which means Adam must have wrote it. Which doesn't make any sense.
It's like, you can tell that it's like, it was written for Adam, it was written by Adam, it was helped being written by Adam. It's like, none of these things are true.
None of the above.
But I love it. It's brings me so much joy, because I like looking at people that think they know.
I mean? One of my favorite interactions I've had with YouTube comments ever was towards the start of the pandemic, when it was Ollie presenting like every news video all the time, because none of the rest of us had home setups or anything yet. I was helping write his news scripts every day, or most days at least. And I would write, because if he was doing like a Raw review or an AEW Dynamite review, he'd watch the show and he'd write the review, but I'd write the news section for him. He'd then take it and adapt it into his own words and stuff like that. And sometimes, you know, some of my jokes that I did, they get cut. Some of them he'd keep in, whatever, you know, is what it is. People have different styles of presenting jokes, and that's totally fine. One of my favorite ones was, I was talking about, what was it? I think I was talking about Shane McMahon, and I just listed a load of like different Shane McMahon puns based off other wrestlers' nicknames or whatever. And you know, I called him like the Sweat Man instead of the Dead Man, and I called him the Apex Perspirator instead of the Apex Predator, right? Which I thought was pretty good, right? Which Ollie then presented in the news, and one of the comments said, "Oh my god, Apex Perspirator, whoever wrote that needs a pay rise or whatever." And I can remember responding to the comment, and I wrote that it was me at the start of the comment. It was on the main WrestleTalk account, but I wrote that it was me at the start of the comment, and saying, like, I'll be sure to let Ollie know I'm in need of a pay rise. And then they deleted their comment, because I guess they don't like me.
It's crazy when the content that you watch challenges what you think you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Where it's just like, I don't like that person. Oh, it was them that did that thing I like? Let me delete that comment then.
Yeah, well then I don't like it anymore. Like, it's stupid. But YouTube comments. YouTube
comments, they are an endless source of comedy.
They sure are. You know?
Sometimes they're frustrating and irritating because people, I always love this line from Men in Black, where it's just like, a person is smart, people are dumb. You know,
that's good.
If you just put a group of people together, odds are they'll be like panicky and stupid and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, if you look at like any group of people on the internet in general, that's kind of how they are, where it's like, people are just dumb when left alone together to, you know, do their thing.
Yep.
And that's kind of how I view these comment sections, where it's just like, I can look at one and be like, oh, there's a smart person. Look at all these dumb people, you know?
Totally, right?
No, that's fine. If you're listening to this, I'm not talking about you.
Yeah, totally. Definitely not about you. So I was genuinely pleasantly surprised on the SmackDown and Rampage podcast that we did last week. Because, you know, the headline was, WWE is objectively bad and here's why. So I was expecting the comments to be a little bit spicy.
Allow me to hide in my hoodie again.
But I was pleasantly surprised. A lot of the comments, people were just like, oh man, can't believe this company. Man, what a great review. Like, you guys are great. And I was like, well, where are these comments coming from? This is great. More of this, please. This is awesome.
Yeah. I was like, where have you people been hiding?
Yeah.
You know.
But I feel like we're probably going to be fairly unanimously in favor of this podcast, because we got to talk about it now, Tempest. Let's get into the show, where we're going to be talking about Walter has been renamed Gunther. That's his name now. Let's talk about it.
Company. You know, I really should have screenshotted this, because it would have been really funny. There is a message that I have from a member of the WrestleTalk team on WhatsApp, and it's like halfway through, halfway through this main event, and it was something like, even WWE can't screw up Walter and Roderick Strong.
Little did we know that,
oh boy,
boy howdy, WWE can screw up Volta. Welcome to the Wrestle Talk Podcast review of NXT 2.0. I'm Chopper Piquenel. I'm joined by my intangible co-host, Tempest. We're going to talk about this episode, but we're going to start off with the main event. So let's just say, let's put it all out on the table first. Let's just say what happened objectively, the facts, and then we'll talk about it and say what we think. So Walter and Roderick Strong had a banging main event on this episode of NXT 2.0. It was really good. Probably one of the best main events, if not the best NXT 2.0 main event.
I would have said this was probably my favorite of all of them. Thought this match was fantastic.
Two bloody great wrestlers, and they put on a bloody great match. But then afterwards, we'll talk about the match more later, because we got a lot to talk about with this ending bit, because they didn't announce the winner of this match. They showed the replays of the finish, and then the ring announcer said the winner of this match, but then Mr. Walter interrupted the ring announcer and said, no, the winner of this match is Gunther.
There is a decent portion of my brain that is ready to throw in the towel after this one. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do it because this is my job, and I'm not just going to quit my job because it was a dumb wrestling show.
Yeah.
Where do we want to start? Where do we want to start with this?
Okay. Another fact that's important to bear in mind when we talk about all of this is that recently this week, WWE filed a new trademark for the name Gunther Stark, which is also the name of a World War II Nazi U-boat commander, right? Just so happens that the name Gunther Stark belongs to a U-boat commander from World War II. Just bear that in mind for talking about the rest of the show.
I'm sure it's a coincidence.
I'm sure it's a coincidence, especially because WWE, who doesn't like to have like duplicate surnames and stuff, already has a Zoe Stark.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
They already have a Zoe Stark on their roster. So this name was chosen specifically for this reason. You'd think that they specifically chose this name. And it just so happens that Volta is Austrian, you know, which I guess the WWE is basically German, right? Kind of like
it's all the same thing.
Actual Nazi Germany, I guess. But you know,
it's all the same thing to them, not to me. I got to preface.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not think that German and Austria and everything are all the same.
So he didn't say Gunther Stark on this one. He didn't say that. Yeah, those are the facts, right? That's the factual things about what happened. Was he said his name is Gunther, and yeah, that's also a name of the thing that they the trademark that they did. So
the Happy Corbin thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
like we heard about Happy Corbin like months before it, and we were just like, oh, I can see it's gonna be bad. Yeah. It's bad. Like a day to think about it.
Gunther Stark
thing.
I don't think anyone thought that when they did the trademark for Gunther Stark, that would apply to Walter. That's ridiculous. Okay, so now let's get into opinions. We're flipping the switch from facts to opinions. What are they thinking? This stupid company. How can you have Walter, as you've mentioned several times, Tempest, a perfect wrestler!
Perfect wrestler!
He's a perfect wrestler! Someone who has so much oozing star power in every movement that he makes, every single match. He is the ultimate star. He is the guy, they gave him an 800 plus day title reign with the NXT UK title, the longest reigning title reign in modern WWE history, right? As Walter, that's his name in the title reign. He's been on Survivor Series. He went on main roster shows around that time as well, when they did the UK tour around then as well. Hey, what are you thinking? Why do you need why do you feel the need to tamper with every tiny little detail? He's perfect the way he is. This is the same problem that people had with Keith Bearcat Lee, right? Even though it might not be a particularly bad name, why do you feel the need to mess with Keith Lee? He's perfect as he is. This is the same thing, except worse, because he's also called Gunther. Like, Jesus Christ, guys. Come on.
Listen, like, it's not like he's one of those guys that shows up out of the blue from the independents, you know, and he's got a fairly generic name. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, no one really knows him, so we can give them a new name, you know, because really, how many people knew who Christian Casanova was? Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Like, had his fans, for sure, was a very good wrestler, but you can rename Christian Casanova into Carmelo Hayes and not completely lose people. Because you know what? Carmelo Hayes, decent ring name, pretty good name, you know? Yeah. You do not need to change anything about Walter. And that goes for his whole character, let alone just his name. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to change one single thing. You have the most... They do not deserve Walter. They do not deserve this man. To have the most perfect wrestler just here. Do with him what you want. And their answer is to just... do this. I will never, and like I said this on Twitter like a year ago when what was his name? Ben Carter, I think his name was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy who had a really good match on AEW, signed with WWE, went to NXT UK, and I haven't heard of him since. You know, that guy. Great, great choice there, pal.
Mm-hmm.
How after like 6 months of being on NXT UK, they were just like, you know what? Ben Carter, his real name is Nathan something something. And he was like, oh, you know what? This is my name now. And I was like, in what universe in kayfabe does this make sense? You know, it's one thing if you take someone who's in NXT and you move them to the main roster and they have a new name. At least there is like a separation there. Doesn't make sense. I don't advocate for it. But that's one thing. It's another thing to have Walter be announced as Walter at the beginning of the show, have had years under the WWE umbrella as Walter, one of the greatest championship runs in the history of your company, as Walter, and then be like, changing my name. Who does that? Why would you go out there and be like, no, you know what? Changing my name today. That's just what people do. If you're a world champion athlete, unless your name is Meta World Peace, how many of y'all are going out there and just being like, my name's Walter? Nah, my name's Gunther now. I hate this company. I hate it. Ooh, okay. I think of the people that are working in wrestling right now, I think Bruce Pritchard might be the least talented.
It's a fair shout, you know? I like it. Yeah.
I don't know specifically who is behind this, but considering Bruce Pritchard is Bruce Pritchard and he's supposedly at the top of NXT these days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, between that and the Saray thing on this show, I want this man gone.
Yeah. So here's the thing, right? This is quite, for me anyway, this is pretty transparent that the people that are in charge of NXT now, Pritchard et al., saw Walter, didn't think about the entire history of the character or his previous title reigns or anything he's done in the indies or any of his legacy that he already has. They looked at him and went, ah, Now we've got a character here. We can make this man a Nazi. Great. That sounds like a great idea. No flaws in that plan whatsoever. And you know, they probably don't even realize the fact that Marcel Bartel speaks German and Fabian Aichner speaks Italian. They're just like, oh, it's all foreign. You know, they're all the foreign heels. Walter, Austrian, doesn't matter. He's German. Let's all just make him a German faction. So then they can have their foreign heels, the German foreign heels, as that's going to be their character now. I'm calling it out. That's the reason they've done it. This is just, I'm not saying that's a report. This is not an official thing. This is just my opinion. This is what I think they've done. I think they've just looked at him and just gone, this is a big German foreign heel. Done. Don't need any more thought than that. Let's change his name to a more German name. Done. Sorted. I think that's ridiculous. That is insanity. To look at Walter and not realize what you have on your hands is like complete negligence. It's unbelievable that they can possibly think. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I genuinely don't have the words. Like, they messed up Keith Lee. They messed up Hit Row. They've messed up so many talents that we're like, these guys are like the next big guys, right? These are have so much potential, all the potential in the world to be the next big stars, whatever. I think this is the one that, granted, his character hasn't changed. Yeah, he hasn't been ruined per se as of yet. He's still the same wrestler. He's still, you know, in this match, he was still doing the Walter match, which is great. He hasn't been ruined per se yet. I feel like it's only a matter of time, though. And if they do that, I think that might be the biggest one, you know, like the most egregious example of WWE wasting a talent. Walter is the most unique, just oozing star presence wrestler that I've ever seen.
Yeah. I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. I think this would be the most egregious case of WWE messing someone up if they did. Because literally, the thing that I think pisses me off the most about this is not because you could say that, like, Keith Lee is amazing, but perhaps Keith Lee, full stop, doesn't have, like, a built-in storyline or doesn't have, like, a built-in character. He's Keith Lee.
He's Keith Lee, yeah.
That's, you have to think in order to write for him. You don't have to think that hard because he's great, but you still have to think. So for WWE, who are incapable of thinking, I could see how that would go off the rails. You don't need to think when it comes to Walter. Look at him. You put him in the ring. He smacks a dude in the chest. Everyone goes, whoa! And you do that for a year. And you put the title on him. And you just repeat that. And it will work every time. You don't need to do any extra thinking when it comes to this guy.
Yep.
So when you have a guy like that, you don't need to put your grubby little hands all over it. You don't need to change it. Like, it's so arrogant to look at these people and think that they know better than this perfect performer. This one. I keep saying that there's nothing more that NXT could do that would piss me off after the Hit Row thing. And they keep surprising me. They keep coming up with new ways of being the worst.
So there's two things I want to mention here as well. In the one, I want to talk about how terrible I feel for Walter, who resisted moving to America for years and years and years. He didn't want to move to America, didn't want to move to America. His life changed around. He had different priorities. He moved to America literally less than a month later. His name is Gunther.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. And also, the other thing I wanted to mention as part of that, of him coming over to America, was I don't know. I have so many thoughts about this. I'm literally, my brain's getting itself in a pretzel because I just have too many thoughts floating around. I don't know what they were possibly thinking about this. Like, it's not even like a, you know, it's not even like, you know, when they did Keith Bearcat Lee and they do Dewdrop or whatever, you know, they were very stupid. Or the Viking experience, right? very stupid, right? I could understand what they were trying to do. They failed on every level, but I understand what they're trying to do. I don't know what they're trying to do with this one.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I don't get the point.
Like, you can do the weird foreign heel thing without changing the name. You know what I mean? Like, you look at something like this, and Imperium the group is basically this already, you know? I don't want to say that they're wrestling Nazis because that's way too far down the line. But, you know, they've got the music. They're supposed to be like an aristocratic, like, stand with your arms behind the back. His former faction in the Indies was called Ringkampf.
Ringkampf,
yeah. It's clear what they're trying to emulate here.
Hmm.
But you don't need to then hit the nail over the head and be like, let's name him after a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's what he's missing. He's not missing anything. Can you imagine? Can you just fantasize for a moment about a world where everyone's booked well? And at WrestleMania 38, you had the Universal Champion, Walter, going up against the babyface, Sami Zayn.
Oh, man!
Like, how easy home run idea is that? The little underdog babyface taking on the champion Walter. They've done it in NXT and NXT UK. Just do it again. That's the crazy thing. This story works every time.
Lord. Give me Walter versus Daniel Bryan. Like, give me so many things that, like, if they could have kept Daniel Bryan on their roster, if they'd allowed him to wrestle, you know? Yep. Give him against Walter. Do, you know, Mustafa Ali against Walter. Yep. Like, so many people. Give me Keith Lee versus Walter, goddammit. Like,
could have
so
Walter
many people.
Finn Balor. Could have had Johnny Gargano.
Oh.
Could have had Adam Cole.
Swerve! Give me Walter against Swerve.
Like, every slightly below average size dude, or every, like, lean dude that's going up against this man mountain, he's Vladimir Kozlov, but actually talented.
Actually,
and they pushed
good, right?
Vladimir Kozlov to the moon!
To the moon. Yeah.
Oh, why couldn't they just do that with this guy?
Yeah. And, okay. To play devil's advocate, I can't believe I'm doing it. To play devil's advocate for this Tempest, he's not ruined yet. Like, the name Gunther is a bad name, right? We've gotten over bad names before.
I'm like, not giving them the benefit of the doubt anymore.
No, I know.
They don't deserve it.
I'm Pritchard-ing this one. I'm playing pure devil's advocate because I think it's a terrible idea, right? If he still has Walter matches... and is still Walter, has the same character and puts on amazing wrestling and still has the same character. It's bad. Why did you mess with it? It's not broken. But it's not the end of the world. He still puts on amazing wrestling, right? But I have zero faith that that's going to happen because I can see his character changing next week. Easily.
I could see him losing his next match.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought there was a decent chance he was going to lose here.
Yeah.
Because I don't have faith in them.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, the way that I'm looking at it is, like, if you're driving a car, down the highway, and you take the wrong turn, trip's not ruined yet.
Mm-hmm.
You can correct course, pull a U-turn, get off the next exit, get back on, you're going the right way. But if you take the wrong turn and keep going, your trip will be ruined, because you'll end up in the wrong place.
Yeah.
They've turned the wrong way with Gunther. If they don't pull a U-turn, Gunther's going to be doing jobs on main event or something.
Oh, my God.
Wait till you're desensitized about Walter. Wait until you don't care and Karrion Kross is just doing these things on main event that you're just like, oh, well, he's ruined. Wait until you're like, oh, well, Walter got ruined. He's on there. Let's try and put it out of our minds because we can't be too negative anymore. That will break me, Pete.
Yeah.
If I see Walter losing on main event, I'm going to do a dance. I'm going to lose my mind and do a dance.
Even if Walter wins on main event, I'm still going to lose my mind.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Anyway, I can't remember the point I wanted to make earlier, so let's just get into some Ultra Chats, shall we? Let's see what you guys think, because I'm sure you all are very calm about it. As calm as we are, I think, about our reaction, right? Mayor of Painesville Dan. Now, I would like to point out that Mayor of Painesville Dan does some great work for us at WrestleTalk as well. He's not just a lovely patron backer and frequent Ultra Chatter. He does help us on the WrestleTalk.com website and does a lot of stuff for us as well. Speaking in the staff Discord server that we have, I have never known Dan to ever be angry. Ever. Never ever. Sweet-tempered, mild-mannered Dan has never been angry. He's been maybe upset before. He's been, you know, frustrated perhaps. I've never heard him angry before in the staff Discord server. German Dan came in to say, is this an actual company or a goddamn parody of it? What is wrong with them? And then later on said, I want to see punishment.
I do too, Dan.
Oh, God, Dan.
This is Bruce Pritchard. I want Bruce Pritchard gone.
Yeah.
And I saw someone earlier say, like, oh, he's not Vince Russo. Vince Russo's not in the business anymore. That's why, that's why I want to say the people that are in the business right now, Bruce Pritchard is possibly the least talented.
Yeah. Well, Mayor of Painesville Dan has come
in. That's making Vince happy.
Yeah. Mayor of Painesville Dan has ultra chatted in to say, hello, Pete. Hello, Tempest. I can't watch this live, but I hope you're feeling well. And then all in capitals, what the hell is going wrong with these idiots? What the F? Stupid. Gunther. And the way they announced it. Ah, Walter, come home.
The biggest WXW fan on the planet right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man. Marcel, another WXW fan. Marcel Dura comes in to say, oh boy, I have so many things to say. Remember how I wrote that Walter was the only person left that could spark an interest in NXT 2.0 or WWE as a whole for me? Well, that's gone now. proof they never got Ringkampf in the first place. But on the other hand, at least he's not named like that Nazi captain lieutenant, since this guy was named Gunther, with the U with the umlauts, and not Gunther. Like Walter, clearly pronounced, and as a native German speaker, he pronounced it correctly if it'd be the case, like Walter, rather than Walter. 1 week ago, I still saw the potential for Walter to win the Rumble, and now, I don't think this would go well. I clearly can see the fans continuing chanting Walter like they did Albert to Tensai. That will kill him ultimately. I would agree with you if they were in front of a non-directed crowd. But the crowd are directed. As we found out on last week's episode, the people in the crowd there are directed by someone how to react to certain things.
I can't imagine the people are going to chant Gunther, Gunther, Gunther. If people start chanting Gunther instead of Walter, I will die inside a little bit.
Mm-hmm. They will. They'll be directed to, so they will.
Yeah, but you don't have to listen to the director.
Ah, but you get a free T-shirt.
WWE fans have loved taking over shows for the last few years. Just do it again.
Yep. Jared Hazelwood says, did Vince forget he's supposed to ruin call-ups to the main roster? Not when they get called up from NXT UK? Or is he just trying to break his own record after botching Keith Lee and Karrion Kross? Maybe that one.
It's true. This was a call-up, yeah. Got called up from the fourth level to the third level and got ruined, as opposed to the third level to the first few levels.
Yeah. The Sheldon Show says, hey guys, 2 weeks ago I asked Denise and Luke what they thought Walter's future world would look like at post-NXT UK. Safe to say I didn't expect this. A total waste of Walter's reputation. No one will buy it or believe it, so they're just digging his grave. This is the main thing as well. This is another thing, right? If this Gunther thing doesn't work, that's going to be Walter's fault. Not WWE's for renaming him. Mm. They're going to blame him for that, and they're going to stop pushing him if the Gunther thing doesn't get over. Good job, WWE.
Yep.
Like,
This company.
Prince of Strong Style said, hello, lads. So they turned Walter, who had been a champ for almost 3 years, into Gunther. Saraya is into a school student. What next? Io Shirai becomes a zombie? I hate NXT 2.0 and this stupid effing company. This company ruins great wrestlers for no reason. LIW for life. Thank you.
About covers it.
Yeah.
That is how I feel. Very succinctly.
Yep. Pretty much. Eternal Blue says, the worst part about Walter's name change is that WWE knew that it was stupid and wasn't going to work. Through the whole match, they called him Walter, just so that the name change seemed like his idea, just so it wouldn't get booed. Imbeciles.
I wouldn't doubt that that was the rationale behind that part 100%, of it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it's I don't know what's worse. I don't know if it's worse if they would be doing these things with the idea that they would fail, because that's not the case. Every idea that they do, they think is a good idea. Mm-hmm. They're just idiots 100%. And don't know what an actual good idea is. And I don't 100%. Know which of those is worse. I would rather, I think I would rather them be self-conscious, self-aware, and know what they're doing is bad than just, oh, well, we've got an idiot at the top of the biggest wrestling company in the world. Not quite sure how we got there, but we can't get him off of that perch now, so we just deal with it. That's what wrestling is now. Like, Vince McMahon got super lucky at one point to have inherited the New York market, and now we're all suffering for it.
Yeah.
Like, that 40 years later.
That is actually it right there.
If Vince McMahon Sr. was a wrestling promoter in, like, Nebraska, we would never have to deal with this.
God. Charles Berg said, history lesson. My family's roots are in Poland and Russia. After 2 decades of growing anti-Semitism, they fled. WWE has a history of anti-Semitic behavior, most notably Erwin R. Scheister. To give an Austrian the name of a Nazi was not a mistake. It's gross. Possibly.
Yeah, I mean,
we can't say that for sure, but.
Yeah. God. Yeah.
All points in that direction, doesn't it? Female Smark says, WWE really be like, if we can't give Ali a terrorist gimmick, we'll have to settle for giving Walter the name of a Nazi.
It's not wrong. How do people watch this?
Like, the thing is,
I like it.
I want to laugh at this situation because it's so insanely stupid. Yeah. But it's also not funny. Like,
yeah.
It's really bad that the people that run this company just look at people and go, you're a terrorist, you're a Nazi. Like, that's horrible. That's really bad. Yeah. It's not something to laugh at. But also, this whole situation is just so insane that I just feel like I have to laugh. I don't know, man. It's... Oh. Mm-hmm. Also, Jura's in again. He says, I'm just afraid that this will ruin Walter. I fear there will be a fan backlash. Everyone will keep chanting Walter at him, and the decision won't be to change his name back to Walter, but to stop Gunther's push. That's me, burned by WWE too many times. I agree. That's what I said earlier.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I agree. There's making a lot of Ultra Chats, by the way.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Y'all have got thoughts about this. Got
opinions. Oh, my God. They're still coming. This is great.
Yeah.
Bacon Rasher said, hi lads, I've been looking forward to this review today. NXT is the last WWE show I record and watch, sort of. I switched off after the Walter bit and cancelled future recordings. RAP NXT and everything we loved about you. This company, rant done, LIW for life. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nate S, we're going to get through these ones about Walter and then we're going to move on. Nate S said, saw some people saying maybe Walter will be so good he'll overcome the name. If Keith Lee can't overcome all the SE changes and bad booking, nobody can. Vince will have him in a shirt doing goofy comedy in no time and wonder why he's not over this company. I swear to God, if he comes out next week in a uniform,
yep,
I am going to be so mad. Mm-hmm. Like, unbelievably so.
You know they're going to put him in a comedy segment at mm-hmm. some point.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a loud shrieking sound that rings out across the world, and it will be my soul ripping in half. Just, when they put Walter into a comedy segment, and it's going to be mm-hmm. terrible. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin says, how insecure can Vince be that he thinks he needs to change the gimmick of everyone for them to be a success? Just like SP3 and Luke said on Monday, let them be themselves. If they succeed, you make money. If they fail, they prove you right. Yeah.
Simple.
There you go. Yep. Very simple. MJ Johnson says, in my heart, I can only hope Walter said, nah, I have seen what you people do to talent here. Change my name now. No NXT 2.0 stink on the name Walter. Maybe he didn't want to tarnish the name Walter with NXT 2.0, but I don't buy it. That was the thing I was going to mention earlier about him moving to America and all that. I feel like there's a part of me why I feel like I'm so upset about this personally is that there's part of me that saw that Walter was someone different, someone who like hit back against WWE, was like, sure, no, I'm not going to move to America. You keep asking me, I'm not going to do it. He seemed like someone mm-hmm. who was very resolute in himself, which is why he got to wrestle his style of match and do things his way by being Walter all the time. And I was like, there was part of me, however small, there was a part of me that thought NXT 2.0 won't ruin Walter because he will push back against it. That's what Walter does. But clearly not in this one.
There's no one that they can't mess up.
Yeah.
No one. They would mess up Steve Austin if he was handed to them right now. They would mess up Hulk Hogan at his peak if he was handed to him right now.
Yep.
They would mess up The Rock. They would mess up every big star. No one would get over. It is not possible for them to get out of their own way.
And people forget that they almost did ruin The Rock and Stone Cold when they first tried. Like
The Ringmaster versus Rocky Maivia, main event of mm-hmm. WrestleMania.
Yep. Peter Mullins. An Austrian with a Nazi officer name. A 26-year-old Japanese woman dressed up as a 14-year-old sexy schoolgirl. This company is run by a racial trope factory of an owner. This company has to stop. Stupidity may be the truth over malice, but ignorance is no defense.
Yeah. Well said.
Perseus M says, Gunther is a perfectly fine name for someone who names their D&D character Walter. I disagree.
I defer to you, D&D master.
I think if your name is comparable to that lad from Friends.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah.
M. Larkin says, I'd given up on this company a while ago, but this episode was disgusting. From the racist magical girl nonsense they did to Sarai to the gross name change to Walter, especially given the trademark names in Nazi and I'm Jewish, I'm sick. This company. Yep.
You know, this really is like the next in the line of, me and my friend Mark are going to stop watching. And then they all stopped watching. This is like another one, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know that we're going to see like the NXT viewership next week cut in half. But no. Over time,
yeah.
This, I mean, it already has, given where it was, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, when it was still doing better numbers than this.
Yeah.
People stop watching WWE for stuff like this.
Yeah. Brian Moore said, I find it worse for me seeing the WWE stans try to defend it, including a guy on Twitter who said Imperium always was a Nazi parody, and it's our fault for not seeing it. After everything, Alou Cohen, this company doesn't suffice anymore. F this company.
Yeah, well.
Checks out.
Yeah.
The Raven Effect has been a member for 5 months in a row. Thank you very much. Gunther is a great name. There's a reason that that a character was the lead in Friends. Needs more ends, though. Gunther is a WrestleMania main event name. Clearly.
True. Yeah. Gunther with two ends.
Yep. Yep. It's perfect. Juan Gabriel said, I'm back, baby. It's been almost a year since I've ultra chatted. Anyway, since when did Central Perk let their only manager start wrestling? I'm saddened by the name change and just need Walter and Roddy to leave ASAP. Total is the best start, by the way.
Hell yeah. Yeah, love Tony Dial.
He's a good boy. We liked it. He's good. Keith Lloyd said, I really don't understand how people can hold water for that company. It's insane. Then they wonder why people call them e-drones.
Yeah, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I don't understand.
Me neither.
I don't understand how you can back this company.
J.S. Wooten says, they took one of the most special wrestlers on Earth and renamed him after a flippin' Nazi. I'm sorry you two have to watch the show to make a living. It's insane. All of it is insane. L.A.W. and Rona Boys for life. Also, Pete, go win your damn belt back. I will.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, we're 35 minutes into the show. I apologize. We're going to have to speed through the rest of these ultra chats. But yes, I'm going to be challenging for the Jam That Championship at the Royal Rumble. Thank God. I will get my championship back. And everything will be restored to normal. It's going to be great.
I'm looking at a comment here. Imagine if Adam Cole had stayed. Imagine if he had stayed.
Don't. Heavy Metal Mike says, I guess if we're going with World War II era stereotypes, does this mean Jacket Time will turn heel and ally with Imperium?
Hope not.
Oh, God. Sadie really Deeganhausen said, yeah. Sadie Deeganhausen said, hey boys, remember that Paul Heyman interview where he was talking about when Brock Lesnar came into the company and some dumbass producers wanted him to be an evil Russian? Pritchard is getting his way. So when does Gunther wear a shirt in the ring? Hashtag LIW.
Oh.
Yeah. He will. Yeah. He will.
He'll wear a singlet.
Yep.
Oh.
See, the thing is, they wanted Brock Lesnar to be an evil Russian. What's Harland?
Because
he's kind of there, right?
He's Mr. Zazz from the Batman comics.
Mayor of Painesville Dan is back again to say, I just thought of something and I had to send it in. Google Ding Ding Dong song and listen to it. That's Gunther's new theme. Produced by famous... I'm assuming... I don't know what that is. Oh, S DJ? I'm just going to assume. Produced by famous S DJ, Gunther. Great.
Deep
RH
cut.
Says... Yeah. RH says, Walter could have been named Walter Von Wagner as brought in Von Wagner's distant cousin and spend a little time improving him. Still better than changing Walter's name for no reason in the middle of a broadcast. I don't know how I feel about Walter Von Wagner, I'll be real. I don't know what's worse.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the name makes way more sense, but having a guy called Von Wagner and then Walter Von Wagner doesn't make any sense.
he's the massively evolved form of Von Wagner.
Peter
Baron
says,
Von Wagner and Walter Von whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've run out of steam.
Peter Mullins says, how do I know that the Walter thing is too far? A comedy angle would be a mercy from the word uniform after this name change. Waltosaurus and the Walter Dactyls would actually be ethically better, if not equally vomit inducing. Yeah.
It sure would be vomit inducing.
Yeah.
You want to speed through the rest of this show? I don't really have thoughts about most of it.
Yeah, we'll get into the review of this show, and then we'll get into the rest of your ultra chats as well. Yep. LA Knight cut a good promo against Grayson Waller. Grayson Waller said he has a restraining order, said he could be within 50 feet of him, despite already being within 50 feet of him. Makes sense. And then...
big brain.
LA Knight said, well, you'd have a restraining order against this guy. It was Dexter Lumis. And he said, you can fight either me right now or Dexter Lumis. He chose Dexter Lumis. They had a match. And then we got the re-debut of the guy from Indushare. I forget his name.
Swarov, I believe, unless they change that.
Oh, Salrav, yeah. Salrav, yeah. And he looks like he's Grayson Waller's muscle now, which makes me less excited about Grayson Waller.
Yep. Because I don't think this was ever officially reported anywhere, but this guy was not called up to be with Jinder Mahal because he was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, embarrassingly bad. So unless he's gotten better in the last year... I don't see a lot of really good tag matches coming out of this. And also, Grayson Waller, your third option was you could have just run. You didn't have to take part in either of these matches.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The match was fine. Dexter Lumis is fine when he's not doing his hokey nonsense.
Yep.
Grayson Waller's a mid-card heel.
It was a bad finish, but you know, to be expected on NXT 2.0. We got a video package for the Dusty Classic, and then we got the Creed Brothers versus Briggs and Jensen. I liked the Creed Brothers.
I think
they're very good. I think they're a great tag team.
I'd like a little bit of... I don't know what the word I'm looking for. I want to know which one is Julius and which one's Brutus. You know,
Brutus is the shorter, stockier one, and Julius is the bigger one.
I want them to give me a reason to remember that.
Yes,
because I know I won't. It's like Dash and Dawson, you know. But this was a good match.
Yeah,
I thought this was about as good as these two teams have looked.
Mm-hmm, for sure, I liked one little spot where Brutus went for a takedown and Jensen just kneed him in the face. It was quite nice. I liked that little spot. It was cool. Also, just before that match, we got a backstage promo between MSK and Legado del Fantasma. Joaquin Wild said something to Wesley, and Wesley then just said, I don't understand a word you just said. I was like, racist?
Spoke English.
Yeah. Dude, like, doesn't even have, like, a strong accent or anything. Like,
no.
That's just kind of racist right there.
Hmm. I'll bet.
Cool.
This show? Impossible.
I know, right? Yeah, crazy. They've got a new layout, by the way, in the arena. I don't like it, because now there's, like, no room on the outside of the ring. It's weird.
What are they going to do without all of the dives? I don't have room for dives anymore.
Not really. We then got Dante Chen, who had a really good video promo of him saying that he was out with injury. He made his debut back in September, but then was out with injury, and his dad got to see him make his debut in NXT, but then he lost his father 2 months ago, so he hasn't been able to see any more of his matches. So now every match that he does is going to be in honor of his late father. That's amazing. Use that as a story. That's fantastic, emotive storytelling. Makes me really care about Dante Chen. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Use that as fuel for all of his matches to be like, this one's for my dad. That's great. Awesome. Great emotive storytelling. So why in his match against Guru Raj did it end after about a minute with Duke Hudson coming in and just beating them both up?
Stupid company.
Why capitalize on something good? That's crazy talk.
I cared so much more about Dante Chen than I cared about Duke Hudson.
Right?
Like, infinitely more.
Yeah. It's insane. How could you not have him just win? Just win a match. Yeah.
His first match back after the passing of his father, and it's a DQ in a minute.
Yeah.
You could not do a worse job of booking this show. Genuinely. I think Vince Russo might do a better job. I've become that guy. I'm like number two on the list of hating Vince Russo behind the other guy. And at this point, I'm just like, give him a shot. I don't care. Can't be any worse than Bruce Pritchard.
Joe Gacy
pole matches
Harlan's
already.
Joe Gacy and Harland were backstage. Joe Gacy said that he's disappointed in Harland from last week. Why were you smiling then, Gacy? Make it make sense, you moron. And then he basically said to injure Odyssey Jones, despite him already being injured. Tony D'Angelo did a promo next, did a memorial service for Pete Dunne. Can we get your Tony D'Angelo impression, please, Tempest?
Tony D'Angelo, forget about it. Forget about it, cuz.
Did you say forget about it?
I said forget about it, cuz.
I said forget about it, cuz.
I said forget about it, cuz.
Never gets old. God, it's so good. I love it. Tony D'Angelo had a memorial service for Pete Dunne. Says he wants a North American title. Carmelo Hayes came out and said it will be your memorial service next. And then Cameron Grimes came out and said it's going to be Grimes versus D'Angelo for a number one contendership for the North American title. That sounds good in theory. I'm on board.
Yep.
This was all right.
I thought it was an effective promo segment. It's going to be a match that should be all right, you know? And there's logical progression of storylines. I'm interested to see if Pete Dunne's actually dead as far as NXT is concerned.
Yeah, I think he might be. I think he's on his way to the main roster.
No, I thought he was in the casket. I thought he was deceased.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. That's right. Yeah, sorry. Dead. He'll make his main roster debut with a completely different name.
As a zombie.
Yes, of course.
Pete Dunne, the Bruiserweight Zombie.
Or, because he's English, you see, he'll make his main roster debut as Bernard Nightingale and come out with, like, almost like Sherlock style, but like a flappy hat, and then he'd come out with like a little, like a handheld candle that will have like, it'll be lit like that with like evening robes and stuff like that. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like Bray Wyatt with the lantern, but with the candle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except not
a bad
cool.
idea for an entrance. It's like, I'm actually kind of down with this idea. Not for Pete Dunne, but for somebody.
Yeah. Briggs and Jensen were upset backstage because they lost or whatever. Did they? We already talked about that. We did. God, this show. And then Caden Carter and Casey Catanzaro said they're going to go out for drinks. And then Wendy Chu is on top of a locker. Why is she up there? And she says that you like each other. And then he's like, oh, no, I don't like you. I mean, I like you, but I don't like you that way. Or, you know, whatever. And then gets really, who cares?
This is written worse than Tall Girl.
Oh my God, that's a shout, Tempest. That's a bold claim. Oh yeah. Man, Tall Girl's not a good movie.
I buy the romance in that movie so much more than I buy the romance between these two wrestlers, between Brooks Jensen and Caden Carter.
That's a fair shout. I think they're close though. Tall Girl is not a good movie.
No, it's not.
Kaylee Ray versus Ivy Nile says, this is all right. This is a fine little match. It was a stupid finish, though.
Sure
why'd
was.
You, why'd you do that? Why isn't this more of a big deal to have Kaylee Ray versus Ivy Nile? Ivy Nile's a big deal. You've been protecting her as a big deal. It's Kaylee Ray, also a big deal. This was really weird because you had a distraction finish, but it wasn't really a distraction finish because Mandy Rose distracted Kaylee Ray, right? So Kaylee Ray went, whatever. But then she turned around and got Ivy Nile back into the gory bomb position, which means she's no longer distracted. She's gotten over the distraction. And then Ivy Nile just rolled her up from there. It was like, so Ivy Nile just won? Kind of clean?
Yeah.
I guess. But not clean? It was a dumb finish. Whatever.
If Ivy Nile doesn't get a title shot before Kaylee Ray, this company's dumb.
Yep. No, she won't. Of course she won't, because Kaylee Ray's already in the feud with Mandy Rose, you see.
Yeah.
Toxic Attraction came out and Persia Porter and Indy Hartwell made the save. Cool. Harland beat up Odyssey Jones backstage. Cool.
Joe Gacy was happy about it again. Yeah. All right. Let's get into it.
Okay. So Saray had a video promo where...
This is the only other thing on the show that I have thoughts about.
Yeah. Where she said that basically things didn't go well on her initial NXT run. She lost a bit. So she went back to Japan to refind her roots. And I was like, this in theory is an okay character motivation. Someone who's losing, they go back, they find their roots, they come back refreshed and re-energized, and now they're going to start winning again. That makes total sense. You know what doesn't make sense, though, is the fact that she now does look like an anime schoolgirl. And she went and she said that she'd found a necklace that her grandmother had given her that reminds her to never give up and stuff like that. Problem is with the necklace, though, is it looks real bad. And it's also magical because it glowed. It's also magical because it glows by itself. So it's a magical necklace that she went back to Japan to find. And then she came back and she was like winking at the camera like a little like kooky schoolgirl would.
Kawaii.
Kawaii desu. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which was bad. It was bad. Yeah. That's what it was.
Listen, you can do some sort of like anime-inspired character.
Sure.
I don't think that is crossing a line. Just in the presentation of just, you know. Because Japanese storytelling on its own is very different from North American storytelling, you know? Yeah. And just in the changes between the two, you will get differences in character and in plot and in motivation and all that sort of thing. That, to me, is totally fine, totally respectful. That's not a problem. Why did you dress her like a schoolgirl?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Mm, there's so much wrong with that. Like, there's so much wrong with that. And I went and, like, checked and made sure. Because I didn't want to just be like, maybe I just never see Sarai in, like, casual clothing getup. Mm-hmm. Maybe she just wears glasses and does her hair like that and wears that kind of clothes.
Yeah.
Nope. I checked. Yep. Looked through her Instagram, everything. Does not put her hair in pigtails. Doesn't wear glasses. Doesn't wear a schoolgirl getup. This is so appalling.
Yep.
Like, to have any sort of schoolgirl character, period, is one thing. Because when you really start to think about it, it's very disturbing why the schoolgirl character is so popular. Like, it's very odd. But to add on the fact of it being the Japanese schoolgirl, you know, because of the over-fetishization of Japanese culture, with women being looked at as submissive and such and such. Oh, this is just not something I want to see on my wrestling show ever. But in 2022, especially, like, I'm telling you, man, if this show is the direct result of Bruce Pritchard's brain, he's having a hell of a week.
I don't even know what to say at this point. It's very stupid. Don't do it.
Show End is story. Trash.
This show is so bad, Tempest. This
show is awful.
This show is so bad. Legado del Fantasma faced Idris Enofe and Malik Blade. Santos Escobar got involved in this tag match directly in front of the referee. That's a DQ. He didn't DQ him, though, for reasons. Bron Breakker came out and like just carried Santos away, like on his shoulder, just carried him away from the ring. It's like, Santos is going to get out of that? No? Okay, cool. Being carried.
Yeah. I always love when wrestlers go limp for no reason.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
When the one that always gets me was when Brock Lesnar came back in 2012 and got up Cena in the F5, but held him there for ages and like walked around the ring for a bit and was like yelling at the crowd and stuff. I was like, Cena, are you gonna try? He was just lying there. It's like, oh no, I'm stuck.
My favorite was like very, very around the same time period as that one. It was the first time that CM Punk hit John Laurinaitis with the go to sleep, and he gets him up, and John Laurinaitis' face is just like total deadpan. You just see him, he's on the shoulders, and he's just not reacting at all.
Oh man. It was a roll up finish for this one, of course. Idris Enofe and Malik Blade carrying on in the match to get the Phantasma out. Malcolm Bivens cut a promo about Roddy Strong. I really liked how Diamond Mine were presented on this show. Just kind of being
the Diamond Mine.
Don't stop it. they were kind of present across the whole show. I really liked that. You had the Creed Brothers and you had Ivan Isle and Roddy Strong all like competing throughout the show. Malcolm Bivens there being like the connective tissue between all of them. Really liked that. That was good. Solo Sikoa cut a promo. He's got a burned face now because he took a fireball in the face last week.
Solo Sikoa.
Oh, Tempest, that's good. Oh, that's great. That's rough, buddy. That's fantastic. Well, yeah. Dakota Kai then faced Yulisa Leon. My first note for this match is, I'll be honest, I have no idea what Dakota Kai's character is.
No idea. Dakota Kai has jumped the shark with me.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, big time.
Like, I didn't like her initial gimmick of just being the leader of Team Kick. I didn't like her character of being afraid of Shayna Baszler when that was a thing. Mm-hmm. And then she turned heel and she was like, yeah, she was all right. It was her and Raquel Gonzalez for a while. Like, yeah, she didn't really do much, but they were a solid duo.
Okay. Yeah.
And then since she's come back, it's been real, real cringe, bro.
Yeah.
Why is she still in NXT? She's been here for like 5.5 years or something.
She's so ready to pick up to the main roster. It's ridiculous. And actually just be like a good wrestler, because that's kind of what she can do, right?
Yeah.
Also, I can't believe this wasn't your favorite thing in the world, because Yulisa Leon did a fallaway slam with a bridge, Tempest. With a bridge.
I don't really like the bridge as much. I like the throw.
Okay, well...
I like the throw. I like just watching someone get yeeted.
That's fair. Yeah, I can get on board with that. Dakota Kai won with a kick to the face. Raquel Gonzalez says she wants to get the title back. Cora Jade says that she also wants the title, but also she wants to team with Raquel Gonzalez in the Dusty Cup. And Raquel's like, no, you're the reason I don't have the title, idiot. And then walks away. I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah, but then Cora Jade's like, I'll win her over. So there'll be a team by the end of next week's episode.
Absolutely. There'll still be a team. Yeah. Absolutely. Idris Enofe and Malik Blade are very excited about their win. I would argue obnoxiously so, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's fine. There are a couple of like essentially job guys who have won two matches in a row in a tournament. I kind of buy it. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. And I will say, because we kind of brushed over it, I like the finish of their match if it wasn't the finish of the match immediately preceding it. Yep. If it wasn't distraction into a roll up, two matches in a row, I would have liked that finish a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I can't
so
do that.
So we had
right.
One. Nope. Yep. Two matches that ended clean on this show. Is that right?
Wow.
Creed Brothers, Briggs and Jensen. That ended clean, right?
I think. Yeah. Yeah. I just hit him with a finish and one.
Yeah, and then we had Dante Chen, Guru Raj, which didn't. KLR, Ivy Nile, which didn't. The Garuda Phantasma, Idris Enofe, and Malik Blade, which didn't. Dakota Kai and Yulisa Leon ended clean. That's two. And Walter Roddy Strong, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's 3-3 for clean finishes and not. That's honestly better than the ratio you normally get on an NXT episode. Walter and Roddy put on a banger of a main event, as we briefly mentioned. I really liked this match. This was awesome. This was Walter in all his best Walteriness. Big chops, one with a huge powerbomb in the end. Great stuff. Roddy looked great as well. Fantastic match.
If the show had gone off the air right there, I'd be like, that was an above average episode of NXT.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they had just cut it right there, don't even do anything else, just a fantastic main event. Boom, powerbomb, 1, 2, 3. Here's your winner, Walter. Cut it, go off the air. A perfectly adequate show. With a fantastic main event, but then they just had to go a little bit longer.
Yeah. The winner of this match is Gunther, and then Diamond Mine came out and Imperium, and they all fought. And then I think the crowd chanted, "This is awesome." And I was like, "You're glancing over that Gunther thing real quick there, crowd. Come on now." overall, terrible show. Hated it.
Yeah.
Some redeeming things on this show, but got overshadowed by all the really, really bad stuff. And there was a fair amount of really, really bad stuff on this show. So,
yeah,
I don't know. -2.
Go oh, only that. -2. Yeah. -5 stars. I'll steal a gimmick. Also, before we get into the rest of your Ultra Chats, notice that there are a large amount of people watching today. I can't imagine why. Did this topic really pique your interest that much? But if you enjoyed our rants, give us a thumbs up. It would actually really help us out, because there's a whole bunch of y'all watching and not as many thumbs up. So if you could drop a thumbs up right there, have a little thumbs up party, and maybe Pete, old gimmick.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Bring back a really
throwing
old gimmick.
Back. Jesus. Yeah.
Thumbs up party. We'll get through the rest of this and get on with our day.
And also subscribe, because we have more content. Last chance to get in your Ultra Chats. WrestleTalk.com/support. We're going to read all the ones that are $5 and up by the time the show goes off the air. William Rosmer says, I get all my WWE and NXT news and results from you guys, so I'm going entirely on your coverage, but I feel like the only thing missing was him tripping through a wall and losing a sparkly helmet.
Yeah.
I feel like that's comparable, you know?
Pretty much.
Tenruza says, hey guys, hope you don't have to rush these shows too much, like the long-ish streams. Don't care about WWE except the Rumble and Mania. Think I'm going to watch the Big Four now. Support to AEW/New Japan. Also, thoughts on Xbox buying Activision. Saray, sad face.
Did you? You probably wouldn't have seen because it was like a Toronto news outlet. But there was a Toronto news outlet that reported on Activision being bought by Microsoft, and they were like, Microsoft buys owner of Candy Crush, and everyone's like, that's the one that you decided on. Not Call of Duty, not any of this. It's like, oh yeah, the makers of Candy Crush.
Nate S says, next week, like Yoda, I'll sense a great suffering. I know Tempest, just watch Walter wrestle in a shirt and waistcoat uniform and have a comedy segment. Thanks for putting up with this company. Your rants and reviews are great entertainment. Thank you very much.
That might be the week where I'm just like, you know what? I can't do it. I can't. Maybe that makes me a bad review. Like, I'll just lose my mind actually during the written review.
That'll be the review where you just rip your mask and you do like a big face reveal because you just can't deal with it anymore. You rip your mask off and it's going to be...
I don't have another one of these. So.
No, that's true. No. You've got to protect the prop, you know?
Yeah.
Optimus Provost says, Imperium is going to be renamed the Gunther Experience. Oh my god, I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. It's great, but it's bad. God. God almighty.
Yeah.
We've got a few about Saray now. Peter Mullins says, I know Walter is the headline, but I actually think the Saray thing might be worse. In Japan, the age of consent is 13, hence why the low age is sexy thing that exists everywhere is so low in Japan. It's not okay in the West to portray this stereotype.
No. Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Van Twinblade says, Saray is a Japanese schoolgirl now. I guess Vince just now got around to seeing Kill Bill. At least I hope it's Kill Bill. Also, Operation Change People's Names so We Don't Have to Pay Them continues and sucks to suck. Yeah.
Yeah. I've run out of steam when it comes to these two issues. I've really just... I've shouted into the void today enough. Yeah. I hate it.
Right, DR. Says, remember subtlety in sports entertainment? We didn't have redneck Steve Austin, magic dead man, and suave bully Dwayne Johnson. They just got lazy. Also, I have a genuine concern that Saray may transform Sailor Moon style. Love you 3005, LIW for life.
At this point, if you need someone to go and get anime powers to take on Boa or something like that, because he's got superpowers.
Yeah.
Mate, I don't know.
I was gonna say we already had Tien Sha.
Superpowers.
We've got Boa, we've had Alexa Bliss, we had Xia Li, who's technically, I guess, actually a superhero.
Actually superhero. That's the next form of Nikki ASH. Not almost a superhero, actually a superhero. I was like, wait a minute, that sounds too familiar.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Jiande Juia? Sorry if I butchered that name. Just when I thought, NXT 2.0 might be okay. WWE does its best to, one, ruin one of my favorite wrestlers by renaming him Gunther, and two, possibly ruining magical girls. I swear to God, don't let Saray say any variation of Moon Prism Power.
I don't think they know enough to know what that is. So I think you're safe from that, but that doesn't mean it's going to be any good.
Riot DL comes in with a great ultra chat to say, Idris and Malik get the underdog win. That's good. A distraction roll-up win over LDF. That's bad. Ivy Nile had her best match to date. That's good. A distraction roll-up win over KLR. That's bad. Walter's name is now... Can I go now?
Well done, sir. Well,
good
done.
Stuff. The Decadane has been a member for 6 months in a row. Thank you very much. And said, Walter's name change is extremely disappointing. It's insanely tone deaf and cannot see this ending well for anyone. Worry about Walter's future. Yep, Samesies. Yep. To be honest though, if they don't see anything in Walter, release him, and then he shows up in AEW and puts on match of the year contenders every goddamn week because that's what he does. You know, I'd be okay with that. I'd be right with that. That's fine.
Can you imagine?
It's all about the long game. Let it play out, Tempest. Let it play out, man.
Yeah. Let it play out that WWE like goes away forever and we can only have good wrestling. That's the thing. Nice, I don't think enough people understand that I want every wrestling show on planet Earth to be amazing.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to hate WWE. I wish that WWE was like the best goddamn show in the universe and I got to watch like 4 or 5 amazing wrestling shows every single week. I would love that. I would have a gold boat. I'm just going to keep stealing from Alvarez today.
I'd be waking up on a Saturday morning being like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch SmackDown. Got to stay away from Twitter. Like I need to just sit down, get up nice and early so I can watch it and take my notes on it. But I don't do that because it's not going to be good. So I have to sit down and be like, oh God, I got to watch SmackDown.
Yeah.
Oh, it's NXT today. I don't want to do it every week.
Yeah.
I hate it. Tenraza says, hey guys, hope you don't have to rush these shows too much like the longest streams. I feel like we've read this one. We have Xbox buying Activision. We did read that one. Also, my thoughts on it. Okay.
I don't really care for Xbox. I haven't had an Xbox in a decade.
I don't really care for Xbox, and I don't really care for Activision either. So,
no.
Doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
Juven Naidu says, not really related to NXT, but who are your current top 5 modern day wrestlers? Mine are Mustafa Ali, Rusev / Miro, Eddie Kingston, Hiromu Takahashi, and Volta. I don't know who the F Gunther is.
That's a solid pretty list, solid. Right? I think all of them would be in the mix. I had a list at one point, but I wrote it out and I was like, this is not currently accurate. But like Hangman Page, Adam Cole, Roman Reigns, Tanahashi, Kenny Omega, Hiromu, Walter, Miro, Shingo Takagi, Darby Allin, John Moxley, CM Punk, Bryan Danielson. I'll just name the entire AEW roster.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you might see a lot of those in a similar place there, Tempest.
Yeah.
You biased, chill, God, Tempest.
Give me that con coin, man.
Keep your biases aside when you're reviewing things subjectively. God damn it, Tempest. Can you stop having opinions, please? Jesus Christ, man.
Never.
No.
Can't stop me.
I don't know about my top 5, but definitely Adam Cole will be up there. Bryan Danielson probably floating around 1 and 2, because I just love them both so much. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Kingston's up there as well. Trenton Brown says, instead of this depressing Walter name change, let's do a Q&A. Tempest, who's your favorite Young Justice character?
Oh, God. That's really hard. I've suddenly forgotten every Young Justice character. I wanted this answer to be really quick. I think it's Wally. I don't like how underused he is after the second one. Kid Flash. Fantastic, fantastic show.
Bacon Rasher says, hi again, lads. Your poor faces at the start of this review today. Gets worse every week. We feel for you. Hence, we need LIW versus Ollie and Luke for the custody of AEW Dynamite review. Loser gets NXT. Maybe in a Quizlemania or a predictions contest, LIW for life. See, the thing is, I would be totally up for that. Ollie and Luke wouldn't. Nope. I'm just going to throw out there right now. They wouldn't want to do that. They like AEW too much. I don't blame them. God, if they have
maybe that can NXT. Be like our WrestleMania angle. Maybe that can be like a duel. Do it for like a month. Say like we get Dynamite for a month if we beat you.
See, the thing is though, is that did you hear Ollie on the Raw review yesterday at all? Did you listen to it? Dude was so positive about the whole show. And Luke was
like, he'd probably like this show.
And like Luke was talking to me, he's like, dude, what are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know, I just like really enjoyed it. And Luke's like, this was like as bad as it always is. And he's like, no, I just really liked it. It's like, what's gone into you, man? So maybe Ollie would like this show. I don't know, man.
Maybe.
Yeah.
AEW is wasted on him.
Yeah, I know, right? 4 out of 5 every week. Charles Berg says, has been a member for 9 months in a row. Thank you very much. In Ollie's video this morning, one of his fake insult names was Charles Randolph. My real name is Charles Randolph Berg. I'd like to have a word with Ollie. I'll let him know. And a few last minute chats here. Bubba232 has been a member for 9 months in a row. Thank you very much. He said, so guess who has 4 weeks left of uni before work placement, has many projects left, some to start even now, and has no internet until Monday of next week. Crikey. That's unfortunate.
Probably you. I would guess, yeah. Bubba.
Mm-hmm. Good guess, Tempest. Well done.
Yeah.
Dylan Haggett says, Walter being named after a Nazi is when, like, when someone suggested Heidenreich should be an unfrozen Nazi, or Kenzo Suzuki was going to be named Hirohito, the reincarnation of the Japanese emperor during World War II.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Good stuff.
They don't get the benefit of the doubt from me.
Nope.
I would prefer an unfrozen person. I like the idea of someone being like, this is a cryogenically frozen wrestler.
This is Captain America right here.
Yeah. This is Captain America.
Yeah.
Or perhaps Red Skull in this case.
Mm-hmm. Richard Stevens says, anyone else see today's Dynamite hype video on YouTube during the CM Punk promo video? Walter's music was playing. Walter to AEW confirmed, please. Saves us from this upcoming gimmick.
If they get rid of the music, I'll die inside.
Oh my God. Don't. Because they will. You know they will.
They absolutely will.
Oh, God. It's going to be replaced with generic rock music. No, but you know, no, you know what they're going to do? They're going to have the first few notes from it. They're going to have the dun 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 dun, and then it's just going to be like generic rock music afterwards. Then that'll be it.
I hate that.
It's going to be so bad, dude. Power Packers 90 has been a member for 5 months in a row. Thank you very much. My girl of Japanese descent was disgusted by them making her a schoolgirl. As for Walter, seriously, Chicago is having Holocaust memorial events. Yeah. Yeah. It's not great.
It's not
by any stretch of the imagination, it's not great. James Handley says, when I heard about the Walter name change, I immediately thought of the Simpsons episode with the monkey's paw. Sure, you can have Walter at a terrible price. Jam that jam. Yeah.
Well, those are two completely separate Simpsons references from the exact same scene.
I love it. It's great. Yeah. And we have a new member as well, Kush Renada. Thank you very much. Thank you for your membergness that you've just blessed upon us. That is it for the Ultra Chats. That is it for all your opinions. That is it for our opinions as well. Thank you for bearing with us through this episode of NXT 2.0. We'll unfortunately be back next week. We're also reviewing NXT 2.0. But thank you for watching and listening. We appreciate it, everybody. If you've not gone over to our Patreon page, by the way, patreon.com/WrestleTalk, we're going to be recording WrestleTalk After Dark, like right now, after this episode is done. So we're probably, me and Tempest, are both going to be on it, and we're both probably going to be decompressing from this episode, so you can get to enjoy that. So yeah, head up to the patreon.com/WrestleTalk. Wow, what a show, Tempest. We kept so calm that whole time. None of us got angry.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Like, these lightning bolts on my mask really are supposed to be more prominent than they are. Like, every once in a while, I just kind of, like, look at my mask, and I'm just like, you really couldn't tell that they're even there most of the time if I'm looking head-on, you know?
I think if you were actually, like, wrestling in a ring, obviously it's a bit more 360 perspective because you're moving around a lot more. So I think it'll be fine for that purpose. It's just for looking directly at a camera. Maybe not.
No, that's actually how I prefer to wrestle. I only prefer to wrestle in front of one fan directly eye to eye with them.
No head movements at all.
No head movements. Oh, Lord.
Good times. There was something I was going to talk about, Tempest, when we started this. Well, you already talked about it. No, I remember now. It was the comment about Adam writing the thing, but you brought it up first.
Sorry. So I'll tell you what. Stole your talking point.
I will. I'll just show you this thing, which I was going to show you in the main show, which we've already talked about anyway. But also just very quickly.
I said, forget about it, cuz.
You cut the best part. I said, forget about it, cuz.
It's
not allowed, but it's amazing. That was what got the most discourse for me on the last podcast was when I named off three supposedly bad movies.
Oh,
and they were like,
absolutely
too fast, too furious is bad. I was like, it's pretty bad.
If you go back and watch it, it's not held up, has it?
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. Oh, man. I had something that I wanted to talk about a little bit on this show, because I figure this is about as appropriate a place to talk about. We don't really have like a comment section out here. I don't think it would promote discourse or whatever to talk about such things, because I watched, and again with the Wrestle Talk Extra coming out this month, I watched the Royal Rumble 2004 for the first time recently.
Mm-hmm.
Hot damn, do I have thoughts and feelings about that match.
Yeah,
because that match is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed that match.
Yeah,
but I can't ever talk about it.
Nope.
And that, you know, every once in a while I come around again, and at this point, obviously everyone knows what happened with you know, with Chris Benoit and everything like that. And it's not a fun topic. And more often than not, if it needs to be brought up during a video, like it can't be ignored. Like, oh, you're talking about best WrestleMania main events. Well, the triple threat at WrestleMania 20 is one of those. So you got to just kind of say like, okay, this was the match and moving on. I don't get the chance to like deep dive into the 2004 Royal Rumble and break down why this Rumble was like the technical wrestling masterpiece that it was.
Mm.
And that makes me so sad, you know? Because it was, and that's the thing, it wasn't just Benoit making that match great. It's all the other people that I also can't talk about, you know, in that same kind of way, you know, that don't get the credit that they deserve for that match because of everything that happened. And believe me, this is not priority number one when it comes to saying, hey, don't kill your family. You know what I mean? Like, the murder part is much higher on the list of priorities as to why you should not do that.
Mm.
This is 50 feet down. But still, I really enjoyed that match.
Yeah, man.
I really enjoyed it. And I can't ever, like, put it in a list or talk about it at length in an essay or anything like that. It's just like, oh.
Yeah, it's a shame. But Vince McMahon basically said to everyone,
I said, forget about it, cuz.
Can you? You know, I can't imagine Vince McMahon saying that. I can imagine Vince McMahon saying that. I
absolutely can't imagine him saying that. I can imagine him watching a Fast and Furious movie and be like, "Hey, pal, those Fast and Furious movies—they're pretty good." And it would come in his like souped-up car.
Yeah,
get out and walk in with a swagger.
That's the start of like the next episode of Raw or the next WrestleMania is just like a Fast and Furious sequence. You could see the NOS going through the car, and you push the button and you see the thing with the little pipes and everything. That's like their favorite shot in those movies.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's terrible, but it's so good. And you follow the NOS down, and then that's the thing. No, that could be the new Raw opening. You hit the NOS button, and it goes through the whole car, and it pumps out at the end the big Raw logo. Like, that's the thing that comes out of the exhaust pipe at the end.
I could absolutely see it. I could absolutely see it. You know,
let's pitch it.
You know, there was it's kind of like an inside joke, because my friends and I love these movies because they're so dumb. Like, they're really dumb. And we've got a couple of lines that we will just like say to each other that are from this series. And one of them is from Fast Five, which is by far the best movie in the series.
Oh, it's so
good. It's one that's an actual good movie. But this is when Brian is talking to Vin Diesel. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't remember anything about, you know, my dad. I don't remember him, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And Vin Diesel tries to say, I remember everything about my father. But it sounds like he's got a handful of gravel in his mouth.
I know exactly the line.
I was just like, come on. He's got his fist in his mouth. I was like, I like Vin Diesel.
Oh, God.
I like Vin Diesel, but like every once in a while, I can't help but laugh. It's the same way that I like The Dark Knight Rises Bane. But every once in a while, it's like, what did you say? thought that was acceptable? You couldn't do another take?
You can't see his mouth. You could do a voiceover. You can dub that. Come on.
You dubbed the whole movie.
I love the bit in Dark Knight Rises where he's intimidating some guy, some like banker or whatever, that he's doing that. And the guy has to react to him saying it. So Bane's like, and he's like, what? No! It's like, what? What's going on? Oh no, that can't believe that's happening. Oh my god, very stupid. I love Fast and Furious. It's dumb. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Wrestle Talk podcast. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Do appreciate it. We'll be back. It's Rumble next week. Hot damn. But tomorrow we got AEW Dynamite. We've got the Friday show with Team Danuke on Friday. We've got me and Tempest will be back on Saturday for SmackDown and Rampage. Then the following week, we've got Raw. We've got Royal Rumble predictions next Wednesday, as well as NXT. And we'll have live reactions as well on the Wrestle Talk podcast channel on Saturday, where I don't know if you heard about this, Tempest. I got announced that I'm the challenger for the Jam That Championship at the Royal Rumble, which I guess I'll have already spoken about on the main show because that's how time works. Anyway, thanks for listening. Really do appreciate it. Catch you guys later. LAW for life. Jam That Jam. Stay safe. We love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.